Letterkenny Hospital in Donegal has asked people not to visit the hospital as high levels of flu circulate in the community. The hospital said it is treating 28 patients with flu across the hospital and is managing an outbreak of flu on one ward. The HSE is asking people to control the spread of the virus by cooperating with visiting restrictions and infection control measures which have been introduced. The situation is similar at a number of other hospitals across the country. Let's talk now to Dr. Ronan Murphy, consultant in emergency medicine at University Hospital Kerry. Dr. Murphy, good afternoon. Thank you for joining us. What is the situation now with flu and other viral illnesses which are circulating in the community? What effect are they having on emergency departments across the country at the moment?
Good afternoon, Justin, and a very happy Christmas to you and all your team. So, yes, essentially, we're seeing this, as we've alluded to, a very early and intense attack from influenza in particular this year. And it is putting significant strain on the system. Just looking at the dashboard, even in front of me presently, it looks like we are headed for that Christmas week peak. So as you can imagine, that will put significant strain on the health service. I think it's important to realise that it's a time where people are coming home from overseas, perhaps congregating in areas relatively elderly members of the family sometimes as well, younger members of the family. So a lot of mixing going on. So perfect conditions, really, for the spread of flu.
And it is a particularly nasty dose this year, isn't it? Tell us what the patients that you've been treating, what are they experiencing, those most severe cases who show up in hospital?
Yeah, no, it certainly is. And it is, of course, worth emphasising that the vast majority of cases are going to respond very well to simple treatments such as paracetamol, ibuprofen, and good fluid intake. We have strong immune systems as humans, and we are able to tackle this. But you're right, there will be a percentage of patients who do require hospital admission. And I think, you know, the message from my perspective as an emergency medicine physician is that while the majority of these cases can be managed in the community, and it is important to avoid the hospital and certainly visiting the hospital with relatives, etc., to avoid spread. If anyone has severe shortness of breath, chest pain, looking unwell with very high fevers, difficulty walking, confusion, drowsiness, any strange rashes or signs of serious illness that they would present to be reviewed. And it may be the case that they could be discharged. The majority of cases would be that. But that we do keep an eye out for the rare serious complications of flu. But like I said, in the vast majority of cases, it's just about minding oneself at home and tending to your general health while your immune system tackles the problem.
As we have said there, Letterkenny Hospital is asking people not to visit the hospital.
Yes.
It is difficult for people to stay away from their loved ones, particularly at this time of year at Christmas. What is your advice to people?
Yes, so I think my advice to people really is looking after their general health really at Christmas. There are other ways to keep in touch with loved ones, such as over Zoom or on video calls, etc. We need to look after the most vulnerable people in our society, anyone who is high risk. I think it is prudent to keep your distance from them and use those other modalities. But I think looking after our own health as well in terms of watching alcohol intake, salt intake, take plenty of fresh air, exercise, because we don't want to decompensate any of our own underlying illnesses, which could land us into a hospital over the period. Additionally, of course, avoiding unnecessary risks, such as perhaps being up ladders or speeding on roads, etc. So there's lots we can do, I think, self-care-wise over the holiday season to make sure that we have a great time, but also don't end up in an environment which is very, very concentrated with regard to flu, COVID, and RSV at the present time.
You mentioned there that we are heading for that Christmas week peak, which was predicted. Is there concern now for what might happen after Christmas, given the numbers of people, as you say, who will be mixing together over the next couple of days, that we could have a sort of a second spike in this flu season?
Yes, I think so. I mean, we are headed for the peak. So I think the significant strain will come on the system over the Christmas period and as you say, beyond. because, of course, it does take time to develop symptoms. And certainly if someone is going to develop severe symptoms, that will take more time again. So you're quite right. There might be a delayed peak in presentations thereafter. So I think the advice is sound, as has been given out by Letterkenny there, that we do need to decompress the system, protect it. People can, treat themselves at home in the vast majority of cases. And again, just hand hygiene. It's keeping some distance from others. It is a droplet spread infection. So back to that concept of 2 meters distance and just being responsible, I think, if we're symptomatic, that we do cover up in public places, cover our sneezes and tend to hand hygiene. As has been alluded to in the past, like none of these things are good in isolation. It's a whole package. Masks, useless on their own, have to be part of that whole package approach.
All right. Dr. Ronan Murphy, thank you very much for speaking with us today. Dr. Ronan Murphy, consultant in emergency medicine at University Hospital Kerry.